Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome yet again to another edition of Breakfast with RGI. My name is Abigail Lewis, and in studio with me this morning is Mistress Bindia and Shamar.
Hi, good morning, Abiki.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah,
y'all sound Wednesday. Cold.
It's morning. This morning, yeah. In morning as yet. We just got to get into the groove. But hopefully you're up and ready and running and excited for the day to come. We've got some birth anniversaries to celebrate, starting with Jennifer Garner, the actress. Do you know who Jennifer Garner is? I love to speak
I've heard
to
her
Abiki.
Name before.
Have you ever watched Daredevil with Ben Affleck?
No, I've never watched Daredevil. Wow, I probably saw her before, though.
Yeah, she's very famous. Also, the birth anniversary of Victoria Beckham, aka Posh Spice. She's a singer. She was a part of the Spice Girls.
Yes.
And now she's more known for being the wife of, can you guess who?
No.
Her surname is Beckham. Who could it be?
David.
David Beckham. Yes. She's married to David Beckham. Avi Kaplan, the songwriter and singer from the Pentatonix. Matai Murdlithiran, the Sri Lankan cricketer. And Kimberly Elise, the actress. Quote of the day is coming from Lawrence Stern. In solitude, the mind gains strength and learns to lean upon itself. I'll repeat. In solitude, the mind gains strength and learns to lean upon itself.
A very interesting quote, because I'm actually the opposite. If I'm going through a hard time, I would prefer to have people around me, because I think when you're alone, you tend to make dumber decisions. Having people there to let you know, you can make better decisions and your outlook on life is a bit dull, and you can, better yourself.
You believe in codependent.
Yeah, I believe in having somebody there to help me out, especially if I'm struggling. I think it's better, because if you're by yourself, you tend to have thoughts that are not really good. And
really?
Always. For me, it's like that, so I prefer having somebody there to help guide me out of whatever situation I might be in.
Yeah, probably for you, but it's not always the case. So I'll totally agree with the quote here.
Really? Okay.
Because sometimes we call it space. I need my space.
Layman terms, right? Yeah.
An overthinker always need to be alone and get,
of course,
the thoughts in and try to figure things out on his or her own. So it's for me. It's going to work.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the quote as well. I do believe that when you get accustomed to having people around you in different situations, whether it's just for company, if you're accustomed to having people around, then there's going to come a point in time that everybody's going to have to face a situation alone. And you're going to have to be there by yourself and support yourself. And you're not going to have anybody to comfort you or to advise you. And I think it's in those times you gain true strength, because people can only help you so much. They can only do so much for you. But only when you determine what it is that you need, when you have to make a tough decision sometimes, only then will you get the experience you need. And wisdom comes from experience. I do believe that. So over time, some wisdom comes from experience. So over time, you can learn how to handle situations better. You could learn how to rely on yourself. And that's going to be one of the most important things. You ever meet somebody that they always got to be out, they always got to be around somebody, that they can't stay alone by themselves? If they're home alone, it's like the world coming to an end, they're bored.
I've never met somebody like that, but you touched on self-dependence. I think that is great, but also there are burdens that are way too heavy for us. So having somebody to help us and guide us out of that, I think that is important also.
Yeah, but you got
I love having people around, but there are times when I want to be alone. There are times when I would love to think and think too.
You got to be careful as well when you're taking advice from people and you're waiting for somebody to guide you, because that person might not have ill intentions, but because they might not be equipped enough to handle your specific situation, they might advise you and you might follow what they say and it might not work out.
Right.
And then you're going to resent that person for the advice that they give. So you need to have your own ability to make decisions for yourself. Once you do something and you know your decision was the one that caused it, it takes a lot of this thing out of it. We're going to head to another break, or some of the days coming
up. Our first break, actually.
Yeah, our first break. And it's Beenik with Differently, or some of the day.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
RGI's Song of the Day.
Yeah, Alex, the more them try for luck, we out, the more we fight. The more them try for break, we down, the more we rise. I left my heart for sacrifice all day and night. I know nothing coming ready for the worst, but I want for the best. Come up on my chest, heart full of stone. Few things in a life more dark than my soul. Still I try for the right, but the scars on my left. In the past never let me forget where I'm from. Still I try, man, to go on some carries off. Can't make it straight, seem unbeast off. My family can't hungry at all. So not judge my moves when the path needs salt. Say on, say man a different breed. We in a different league now. And if this don't pay, we make the money differently, yeah. Some on a different breed, we in a different league. And if this don't pay, we make the money differently, yeah. Just a go and set the pace, but then wait for my time. Just a meditate, medication in my mind, make me levitate. Lyrically, I'm the greatest, and this on a debate. Can't see me can't win, I fight every day. Pain in my life for the people, them I relate. So when I follow the music, I make me get a bug. You best believe, some would make it anyway. Yeah, one said them one know. How the youth a survive after all of the fight. When them fight, we said them one know. How the youth still a smile through all of the pain in my life. Me said them one know. How we do so much evil and still could I make mama smile. Me said them one know. Yeah, but tell them man now. Down, say man a different breed. We in a different league now. And if this don't bury, we make the money differently, yeah. Some on a different breed, we in a different league. And if this don't bury, we make the money differently, yeah. Crump on my chest, heart full of stone. Few things in a life more dark than my soul. Still I try for the right, but the scars on my left. In the past never let me forget where I'm from. Still I try, man, to go on some carries off. Can't make it straight, seem unbeast off. My family can't hungry at all. So not judge my moves when the path needs salt. Say on, say man a different breed. We in a different league now. And if this don't bury, we make the money differently, yeah. Some on a different breed, we in a different league. And if this don't bury, we make the money.
Introducing to you, Yokohama's Deal of the Week. Get the best quality at the best prices with down payments as low as $850,000 on Nissan Tita, Toyota Sienta, Honda Fit, and much more. At Yokohama, you'll get the best quality, lowest prices, along with 6 months full coverage insurance, number plate, basic service, 6 months, 6,000 kilometers, warranty on engine, transmission, and air conditioner. Visit us at Lot 2 Plantation, Sophia East Coast, Demerara, or give us a call on 222-0646 or 503-4183. Check out our website at www.yokohama.gy or on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Yokohama Trading, always your best choice.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever and malaria they're carrying.
Use Mozzipel Insect Repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel Insect Repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel Insect Repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel Insect Repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E. The safe way to keep insects away.
News should always be reliable, experienced, current, and accurate. That is why iNews gives it to you straight, giving you the facts, especially when they're breaking.
Take your marketing to another level and advertise with iNews. With over 200,000 followers, the possibilities are endless. To advertise on iNews, call 231-0544 or 223-7230.
iNews Guyana, bringing you news you can trust.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
It's Food Talk Wednesdays, and we have a lot of things to discuss on. And the topic of the day is about juices and those packet juice, Capri Suns rather.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy them when I was younger. It tastes really good.
I still enjoy them.
Well, come to find out, there's actually a controversy because a mom finds disgusting debris floating in toddler's Capri Sun pouch. Imagine what they have to be doing when they're, putting these things together for this to happen.
I think it's worth keeping in mind that many of these brands mm-hmm. that produce mass market products, mm-hmm. whether it's juice, cookies, whatever you buy, even bread. Like, yes. I found some weird stuff in my bread that I've purchased. Once it's being handled by machines and there isn't that, even when there is that human touch to it where everybody or somebody is sorting through every single thing that's packaged, you're still going to have mistakes. Mm-hmm. And those mistakes are even amplified when you're talking about a huge production line using machines. So sometimes stuff can get into pouches or bottles or bags mm-hmm. and it's not supposed to be in there. I even had an experience recently where I purchased, Gatorade. And there was something floating in it, and at first I thought it was ice.
Gatorade.
And I was looking at it.
It
was sealed, and something was swirling in it. And this thing just didn't sit right with me, so I exchanged it. I thought it was ice, but it wasn't ice.
That is crazy.
And we've heard many horror stories about other mm-hmm. things as well. But in this specific situation, the mother had purchased the pouch of Capri Sun, and she didn't really like what she saw. She goes by the name Lil Crater on TikTok. Her name is Haley Crater. And she posted a video warning other parents to check their kids' Capri Sun pouches after she cut open one of the drinks and found some pretty nasty stuff floating inside. This will definitely make you think twice before throwing one in your lunchbox.
Of course.
And that was something that somebody warned me about before. They said when you're consuming stuff that's not very visible, like mm-hmm. maybe it's in a dark glass bottle or in a pouch, if you can, you might want to consider throwing it out into something else because... Mm-hmm. Imagine you open a tin of something and you're drinking it and you can't see what's on the inside. And then you get a little surprise at
that's
the end.
That's kind of
like,
crazy though.
What is this crunch? What is this crunch in this juice, man?
Right. And after I've read this article, I went on TikTok for myself, because, seeing is believing. That's wasn't the only person that had the issue. When many parents cut open their Capri Suns, there's literally some black stuff, like mold. I don't know what it is, but it was solid, just growing. Whatever organism it was. Huh? Yes.
Yeah, but you gotta remember some of these stuff mm-hmm. have a lot of, not a lot of chemicals, but some chemicals and additives and preservatives, mm-hmm. things not naturally found in juices. So it can become solid over time, I guess, if you think about it. But
we're not making excuses still, for the
I am not making excuses. That still doesn't take away from the fact that it's not something you want to be seeing mm-hmm. while you're consuming any product. Much less a beverage.
Can't see myself cutting a Capri Sun box before drinking the juice.
Why, we don't know what hurt you.
Right. So they're saying actually when she cut the top off the Capri Sun pouches, she wasn't necessarily checking for anything strange, but she did find something gross. The first two pouches looked fine, but the third had stuff floating in it, she explained. Little specks give the mom a pause, and she felt like she needed to share with everybody else. So it's not like... is everything, but they're particular pouches
that have
things inside.
Yeah,
that
and that's seeing things like that have caused people to try to promote mm-hmm. preparing your own items and food stuff now. Like, it's juice. You can get your own fruits if you can and prepare juice. It's more time consuming, yes, and it's a hassle, but at least then you're more sure of what's being added to it. Like, even mm-hmm. I mentioned bread earlier.
Right.
Steady Ace find a big piece of wood in me bread.
Huh?
Yeah. It's a specific brand of bread.
And you still buy from them, Shamar?
Here, right? Let me just say something.
They get good bread.
Let me just say something, right? I don't always buy the bread. But you would find
one, two things here and there.
Like big, not one, two things, like big piece of wood. Like I could make a cricket bat out of this. Nah, that's exaggeration.
And funny story, right? It's not like if this Capri Sun was expired. It was just right, like they had more shelf life to it.
Yeah.
So that raised some fingers also.
Yeah, gonna head to another break and we'll be right back with history.
The time is now 6:15. Coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Introducing to you Yokohama's Deal of the Week. Get the best quality at the best prices with down payments as low as $850,000 on Nissan Tita, Toyota Sienta, Honda Fit, and much more. At Yokohama, you'll get the best quality, lowest prices, along with 6 months full coverage insurance, number plate, basic service, 6 months, 6,000 kilometers, warranty on engine, transmission, and air conditioner. Visit us at Lot 2 Plantation, Sapphire East Coast, Demerara, or give us a call on 222-0646 or 503-4183. Check out our website at www.yokohama.gy or on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Yokohama Trading, always your best choice.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather, for the latest in business, and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230 or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Traveling on the time machine back to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, one of the biggest series of all time.
So premiered. They say, Shamar. So they say.
You, right. Listen, I don't even have to say so. They say the numbers prove it. Even mm-hmm. though I'm not a fan, I've never watched a single episode. It is without a doubt one of the biggest series that have ever been produced, and that series is Game of Thrones.
What's it about?
We'll get to that.
Vikings
we'll get to
and
that.
All that. I think
in 2011.
Just kidding.
Game of Thrones, based on a fantasy novel mm-hmm. by George R. R. Martin, premieres on HBO. And to much fanfare, persons had no idea that this adaptation of A Song of Ice and Fire, which is a series of fantasy novels, would become so big. It premiered on HBO in the United States on this day in 2011 and concluded on May 19, 2019 with 73 episodes broadcasted over 8 seasons. And during that time, it garnered a cult-like following where everybody that watched the show would try to encourage somebody to watch the show. I can't tell you how many times I had friends talking about mm-hmm. it, and they're in a group, and did you see this person? And did you see Jon Snow on this? And they're like, Shamar, you don't watch Game of Thrones? And I'm like, no, you gotta watch it. You're missing out.
I remember being bullied, like, you have to watch this show. I'm like,
no, you don't.
Right.
Set on the fictional continents of Westeros mm-hmm. and Essos, Game of Thrones has a large ensemble cast and follows several story arcs throughout the course of the show. The first major arc of the Iron Throne of the Seven Kingdoms of Westeros, through a web of political conflicts among the noble families, either vying to claim the throne or fighting for independence from whom sits on it. And one of the big parts of Game of Thrones, one of the things that really set it apart from other series, was how eager they were to get rid of the main characters. In other shows, one person would star for like the entirety of the show. And you know that person is the hero. If this person goes into a battle or a fight, of course they're going to win because they're the hero. But Game of Thrones was different because I had friends literally cry when their favorite character died in Game of Thrones.
That is crazy.
And it was always on the edge. They were always on edge.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Definitely not something that I can live
and it's,
for.
Yeah, and it's one of the more critically acclaimed shows of all time. Most people give it like a 90% review, 90% out of 100. That is like the average.
That's amazing.
Really good. 9 out of 10 for a show that spans so many seasons is really good.
But also on this day in history, still on the Movie Blaster, Thor the film premieres.
Thor,
so, he's so handsome, guys. Oh my god. So Thor is a 2011 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics character of the same name. Produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Paramount Pictures, it is the fourth film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it was directed by Kenneth Branagh. And actually, they had a budget of $150 million, and they made
$600 million.
No, $449.3 million at the box office, which is still decent. So Thor premiered in Sydney on April 17, 2011, and was released in the United States on May 6 as part of Phase 1 of the MCU. It received generally positive reviews from critics and was a financial success. As I said, earning $449.3 million worldwide. Yeah. And they have a sequel called Thor the Dark World.
Dark World. Yeah, of all the Thor movies, Ragnarok was my favorite. Yeah, I remember seeing it in theaters.
Ragnarok is my favorite.
Was hilarious, but part one was what really set the stage for Thor as being main character. Because they had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had a plan for all of the superheroes that are a part of the Avengers. Mm-hmm. And having their standalone movies was nice and all, but for Chris Hemsworth to come and basically embody that role of Thor.
He's a boss.
Yeah, it made the character more enjoyable. I think I can't see anybody else playing Thor. Like, nobody comes to mind.
So they had Thor
Nobody?
Dark nobody. World.
Don't even say Henry Cavill. Don't even say it.
So yeah, they had Thor the Dark World, Thor Ragnarok, and they had Thor Love and Thunder. What is something interesting before I let Bindi move on is the fact that I thought his power came from his hammer, but his father was like, no, your power doesn't come from your hammer. It comes from within, and your hammer was just a source. That was phenomenal. I love that so much.
You don't need a hammer. It's you, Thor. Nonsense.
Amazing.
All right, we're moving on.
Yes.
On this day, in the year 2017, the very, very first living giant shipworm at 3 feet was found in the Philippines. And unfortunately, it is really not a worm. It's a type of clam.
Why is that unfortunate? Why is that unfortunate? Would you like a world where a 3-foot worm is just wiggling around your feet?
I would love to see that.
Ew! I don't know. Bindi likes a thrill. I like that, Bindi.
Just imagine we've been calling this thing a shipworm. Well, that's the name they give it, right? But really and truly, it lives in a shell.
Lives in a shell.
Ironic.
Yes, that's why it's a type of clam, right? So about 3 feet long and glistening black with a pink fleshy appendage. It looks like the entrails of an alien from a bad horror film.
Oh my god.
In fact, it's a giant shipworm known as a clam.
So why you have to say it like a giant shipworm?
Right? No. Y'all could give me any guess how these shipworms are fed.
Oh, they're fed.
Mm-hmm. They probably open when it's feeding time. Or probably they have tentacles that come out and slip out and just feelers.
You're describing a horror movie. Yeah, so, I'd say that they eat dirt.
No, I did some research on them. They actually live deep down in the dirt, yes, right?
Mm.
But they have some gills where bacteria would live there and produce more, and they feed on that.
That's kind of crazy. Right? Like, they don't really need that much, you know, substance.
Every time you think you understand, you know, the world and how things work, here comes a shipworm. Just throw you off completely, because I've never heard of that shipworm before.
Right,
and
same here.
Hearing about how it feeds just goes to show that there's so much diversity in the animal kingdom.
This particular one was discovered in the mud of a shallow lagoon in the Philippines, right? Now, it's been along for a very long time. People have known of these for approximately more than 200 years, right? And it grows up to the size of a baseball bat.
Is it edible? Because we can have another dish be invented, because if there's so
a bikini.
I'm just, you know, let us, you know,
Let's hope we don't have those in Guyana, because that would just send me. Also on this day in 2019, Beyonce releases a live album of her 2018 Coachella performance on the same day as her Netflix documentary, Homecoming. So Homecoming, the live album, is the fifth live album by American singer and songwriter Beyoncé, mm-hmm. recorded from her two headlining Coachella performances in April of 2018, and it was released about 1 year later in 2019. The album accompanied a concert film documenting the performance, Homecoming, right. a film by Beyoncé, which premiered on the same day on the streaming platform Netflix. And the album was also released on vinyl. When it relates to critical reception, it was mostly positive. Like, average is about 9 out of 10. It was rated and it received widespread acclaim from the likes of Metacritic and the Rolling Stone. And writing for the Los Angeles Times, Sonia Kelly named Homecoming as one of the greatest live albums ever. So that's big praise, high praise. Yeah, high praise. When it comes to the commercial performance, the album debuted at number 7 on the US Billboard 200 with about 38,000 equivalent units. You gotta remember that this isn't like a body of work that was compiled to be released as an album. It's just basically her performances recorded and then just slapped on an album. Right. That's about it.
And she always delivers. I've seen Beyoncé perform, well, a sneaky clip of her performing in Dubai, and she was so high and she was performing, she was singing her heart out, like if, you know, rent was due.
Yeah.
And she delivered and she, you know, gave us a wonderful performance.
Yeah, and
obviously
some
she was paid.
Yeah, you gotta be paid. Course, and some of the songs that she performed during her Coachella performance that were on the album were the likes of Crazy in Love with Jay-Z. Of course, we all know that one. Formation, Bow Down, Drunk in Love, Diva, Flawless, which is Feeling Myself, and a couple of other hits that were released around that time. We're gonna head to another break and we'll be right back.
Embracing His grace, this is a Corvette, your best bet. Did you know that you have a chance to win up to 50 million with sport betting? Simply place your bets at www.superbet.gy for your chance to be the next lucky millionaire. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
Need motor oil? Think Ultra Lubricants. Available nationwide. ISG time, 6 hours 30.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
For the last 6 months, I've been really gunning for a promotion in the company I work for. I could realistically be making it to upper management this year. My company has a tradition of inviting big promotions to a specific restaurant with their spouse for a check-in with management and owners, which is typically when they offer the big promotion on the Monday. Fast forward to the day of the dinner. My wife went shopping and made a hair color appointment, all prepping for the big event, and tells me that last night she's already ready to show me what her outfit for the dinner is going to be. So she reveals her outfit to me and I was quite taken aback. It was a very revealing tiny black dress with big tall fancy high heels. And while I think she looks fantastic, it is in absolutely no way appropriate for work. Maybe for a club or, you know, you're going out for a casual event if you're trying to show everything off. I stressed multiple times that while she looked stunning, not for this occasion, it's definitely not for this occasion, it turned into a full-blown argument and my wife got fairly defensive, kept insisting that it was completely fine considering the occasion, that I should be showing her off on the big night, and now has decided she won't come. I told her I'm concerned that my older, fairly conservative managers are probably not going to be super comfortable with the outfit. She says that either she goes in that outfit or she doesn't go.
Well, she's not going.
Simple as that. Like, why is she... This is something so important for her husband. Why can't she compromise this one time? Why does she need to be so stiff-necked? Like, I have to wear this.
What should be in?
Stiff-necked. Like, oh, you can't tell me nothing. It's kind of wild, actually, because if I have my husband and I love and I respect my husband, I would want to dress appropriately to represent what we have, not to, you know, show off or anything. And even self, as the husband too, what I would have done, okay, you like your dress. What if you wear a coat or something over it? Because there are coats that can accentuate whatever features you have.
What if she knows something?
Probably she knows something we don't, but
what if she knows if that's the dress that would earn him the little...
But still, like...
Promotion.
I don't think... Because you have to dress in a manner, like, how you want people to respect you. Like, if you dress a particular way, people would treat you a certain way. You have to have standards. And as a wife, you're not even a girlfriend, you're not even somebody's fling. You are a wife. You'd want to respect your husband's decision. It's important to him.
While I believe that your outfit should not define you...
Correct.
I also believe that you should be professional and a professional. There's a boundary to... Or there's a limit to certain things.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
And obviously you can be attending an event with your husband, colleagues, and all the big managers and clients and so forth looking like that, right?
Yeah, Buju Bantan said, and Abiki would know this, there's a time and a place for everything. And I think this is a discussion that's been had over a very long time. Like, when it comes to clothing, you should be comfortable in wearing whatever you want. And that is understandable. But you wouldn't go for a job interview in a short skirt. Oh, depending on the job. You wouldn't go to a job interview, let's say, in a clerical environment in just a short denim skirt and a vest. While there's nothing wrong with wearing that, you know that there's a certain expectation when you're presenting yourself to a certain environment. And there's some gray areas when it comes to what could be acceptable, because some people have their own ideas of, well, this would be fine. I don't see a problem with wearing something that other people might have a problem with. So there's very much a lot of subjection around it.
Depends on how they see it too, right?
But even if it is a gray area, this is at your husband's request. I don't think he's trying to be controlling or anything. He's just stating that, man, I'm going to this meeting for a purpose. You and I both know what that purpose is. I know the type of people I'm dealing with. And I'd appreciate if you wear something a bit less revealing.
Yeah, a little
you're
less
supposed to be. You're supposed to be supportive of that. And if she says to me when I make that request that I'd rather wear this or I'm not going, I'd say, fine, you're not going.
Ooh.
I'd say, fine, you're not going.
And that's the thing. Everything is so last minute. I don't like the fact that she wanted to surprise him. Why not share, like, hey, babes, this is what I have here. I want to wear this black dress. What do you think about it? Oh, and then he's going to say, well, I think it's too short. What if we find something that we can both agree on that you can wear that fits you well, accentuate your curves and makes you look just as beautiful as you are? It's not that serious. And I think she's pushing it.
Yeah, but maybe the other thing to consider is that she usually wears things like this and maybe he doesn't mind. So that's why she would have thought that, you know, this is something he'd be comfortable with. But this is where consultation works, because if you're going to an event for somebody, if you're going to an event for yourself, do what you want.
Of course, you can.
But if you're going to an event for somebody, you're trying to support them, then ideally the first question I ask, where's the dress code? Is formal, is casual? If somebody invite me out, that's the first thing I ask. Is it formal, casual, what is it? And if I get a response from them, then I know how to proceed.
Because you want what's an event, you just put your shirt, pants, your polo jersey.
Everybody else in a suit.
Everybody else in a suit, you're going to feel bad.
Alternatively, when you're overdressed for an event, overdressing can be just as bad as underdressing, because you come well casual out. not casual. You come well formal with your nice dress shirt and your pants tucked in. And then you turn up to an event and everybody just chilling in their shirt, pants.
That happened to me very recently. I went to a decent restaurant expecting people to be
all dressed up.
You see people in their shirt pants just going to have casual coffee. I'm like,
You feel very awkward.
I remember awkward. I get invited to go and eat 7 curry by a friend, right? And my husband told me is that we going to a jandy. He didn't tell the people I'm just preparing 7 curry that day for a meal, right?
Yeah.
See me and me, sorry.
Oh my God.
I wasn't the only one who turned up in a sari.
Okay.
Well, you see,
it
you didn't.
It less
then you didn't.
There was
you
one
didn't
more
overdress.
Person who turned up in a sari.
My, I could shake on and pong it out, but it's worse when it's you alone.
Right.
And could you think about the effect this would have if, well, she decided to be stubborn, she's going to wear what she wants, and he gives in because it's going to be bad. You're going to meet with management and you're not taking your wife. How uncomfortable that entire situation is going to be for both of them, because he's just going to be sitting there like knowing these people
are judging
my wife. They're judging me, they're judging my wife, and I just wish that she could have listened to me. And then she's going to be sitting there feeling uncomfortable as well with the fact that he's uncomfortable with what she has on. So, hey, it's
and
a simple solution.
She's not thinking in the future, because if her, well, if, you know, if my husband gets a promotion, we all benefit in, because he gets extra cash and I get extra, you know,
who
extra
says
pocket
get extra
money.
Cash? Who says get extra
Once
cash
you
when
you
get
promotion? You get a little fine, you know, a little fine dot.
Yeah, he's got some silent promotions, you know, it's just getting... The work just keep going up.
That's kind of funny, yeah?
It is funny.
But still, man, I don't like how she operates, because if you are a unit, you ought to operate as though you guys are one. And if your husband wants something, and he's not telling you to go and steal, he's just asking you a simple request, wear something decent, because when he goes to work the next day, he's going to be the talk of the town. You see what his wife had on last night, what kind of, you know, behavior she has, or, you know, they're going to be talking, whether positively or negatively, about his wife's attire.
And as well, even if the persons that are at the meeting wouldn't mind, they wouldn't be judging her for it, it's still very distracting. Like, you go in there hopefully to secure
enjoy
a meal alone, but to secure a promotion, trying to give your best impression. Everybody just there watching at your wife, you know, she's dressed shirt, and all the other people take the focus off of you and put it on her.
Did you guys know that there are guys out there who actually love their wives to be dressed like that?
Yeah.
I know
and that's your choice.
They embrace it perfectly fine.
And that's your choice.
Yeah, and to each his own, but in this scenario here, the guy clearly didn't like it at all for this
he's
occasion.
He's uncomfortable with it. So she should have been more supportive of him, man.
But yeah, I guess that's another disadvantage of having different tastes from your spouse. You can clash heads sometimes, but I don't see why she could not have said, okay, let me put on something a bit more. Because as a lady myself, you know, they are...
So why are you at...
You know, there are... You know what I mean, right? There are attires that, you know, they can be a bit less revealing, but they still give the same effect.
Yeah, you could be classy and yet stylish.
Of course.
You can be classy and stylish.
And you know, a nice small heels, you gotta go with the tall things, because if you slip and you fall...
Well, nothing wrong with the tall. Honestly, I don't see anything wrong with the long heels part. It's just the revealing dress part that sets me on the other side. But we're gonna wrap things up here, head to another break, and we'll be right back.
Guyana, land of many waters, are being wrongfully claimed by their neighbors, Venezuela. Come sing for the people.
Every day we live, we learn. Who can hear I go feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. We go on them, warn them, warn them. Every day we live, we learn. Who can hear I go feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. So burn them, burn them, burn them. I saw them coming from afar, coming to my land of many waters. Try to take what's ours and kill our sons and daughters. Not one blade of grass, not even one cross. Essequipo belongs to we, my Guyana. Every day we live, we learn. Who can hear a go feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. So I'm warning them, warning them, warning them, cause every day we live, we learn. Can hear have to feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. So burn them, burn them, burn them, Lord. Them step top traps by the border. Them one for go against the order. Oh, Almighty ordain with the wisdom and the knowledge. Yes, Lord. To keep them further, what's I know what me say? No gun can keep us from rising. You and your devilish power you're using, trying to divide us. We are one Guyana. About color, race, no greed. We are one family living in harmony. Oh Lord, protect us on that battlefield. Guide us in the region, in the valley of the desire. Let me fear not my enemy, God. Every day we live, we learn. Who can hear I go feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. We go warn them, warn them, warn them. Every day we live, we learn. Who can hear a go feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. So burn them, burn them, burn them. War, nothing good can come from it. War, only death can come from it. And more bodies lay up, millions pile up. More dead body in a massacre. There must be a way, oh Almighty. No more 666, we cannot take it. When the wicked rise against the eye and eye, they shall fall. Every day we live, we learn. Who can hear a go feel, mama say, play with fire, you have to get burned. We go warn them, warn them, warn them. Every day we live, we learn.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Compound, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Compound is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
News should always be reliable, experienced, current, and accurate. That is why iNews gives it to you straight, giving you the facts, especially when they're breaking.
Take your marketing to another level and advertise with iNews. With over 200,000 followers, the possibilities are endless. To advertise on iNews, call 231-0544 or 223-7230.
iNews Guyana, bringing you news you can trust.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
That was Mark Batson with Warning. Yeah, and we're warning you, this next segment is going to get you a little bit hungry. There are many ways to prepare many different types of meat, especially fish. I've had fish baked fish.
Meat is meat.
I consider fish meat, to be honest with you.
Fish is fish. Meat is meat.
I consider fish meat.
Fish is not meat.
I consider fish meat. We're going to move on from that.
I got a distinction in food and nutrition, you know.
Ooh. Pardon me?
And that was one of the questions.
You got a distinction in food and nutrition?
Yeah, and that was one of the questions.
All right. I'll ask you to define meat.
Oh, okay. We got 7 to 4. Yes. A long list of best salmon recipes that you guys can take. And the thing is, I'm not somebody that cook salmon at all, because in Guyana, in the supermarkets, the salmon is very pricey.
Yeah, and when I say hardly, like, I could count the amount of times I've seen fresh, not like salted, not smoked, but fresh salmon just waiting to be sold.
Yeah?
I hardly see that.
Well, you have to visit the right supermarket.
Okay. You're going to tell me off here what supermarket I should visit. So, and I know people have different ways of cooking their salmon, of course. But we'll give you a list of, you know, salmons you can do. Because there's pan-seared salmon, there is grilled salmon.
The best way to have salmon, there are various cuts of salmon that you can have raw.
Okay.
Well, just marinate it and have it, like, when you have it in your sashimi, whatever, right? Good.
That sounds amazing. So the first on the list is baked seasoned salmon. So this salmon is deliciously awesome. Salmon was not quite a pound. So the person, you know, said they cut it up and then they put butter and they, you know, kept everything, like seasonings and everything on it. So what it looks like basically is like a large salmon with a bunch of lemons on it, and you have a side of asparagus, and it looks delicious. It just has like everything it needs to have. If you want to find these recipes, it's on Pinterest, and you can shoot us, you know, a message also, because there's a lot of things to get into here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you've never tried salmon this way, then you're missing a big part of your life, because I absolutely love a nice baked salmon with plenty lemon juice.
Ah.
Right, we're gonna go to the next one, which happens to be my favorite way of having meat or fish, in teriyaki sauce. Right, so you can grill your salmon with teriyaki sauce, and this perfect salmon recipe and the sauce is out of this world. You see, it's out of this world, right? Now, I've never made teriyaki sauce from scratch, but the ones that come in the bottle,
it's still just as good.
Yes, really good. But that's the only kind of sauce, teriyaki sauce, I know about.
Yes, you wouldn't know if it's better if you make it by yourself. There's also beer and lime marinated salmon. Did anybody touch on that one?
No.
You didn't? Why not? Cooking with beer it actually adds a lot of flavor. So I've heard and I've tried it once. It wasn't too bad at all.
It helps. Yeah, it helps with the marinating process.
Yeah.
So I guess after you would have marinated it, whether you choose to bake, sear, pan fry,
braise,
grill, or you could have it just like that.
Yeah, so the beer usually keeps your meat moist, and it adds this depth of flavor, like it penetrates the meat.
Shamar, I think you're over.
I'm not. It penetrates the meat a lot better. And I think the carbonation from beer as well helps to keep it even more moist. Like, I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Okay, so I have one question. When it comes to the beer, because we know beer has some sort of alcohol levels, does that, you know, maintain? Do you get a little tipsy?
No. You cook it down. It's just like cooking with wine. Once you cook it off for a certain amount of time, it evaporates, a lot of it evaporates, so you don't get that drunken effect, which is why you can bake with wine as well.
Another recipe I'm hoping people actually try is the Mediterranean salmon. So they're saying that it's one of the best salmon dishes on site, and it's easy to prepare. So it doesn't seem like a lot to do, but it reminds, like, the topping reminds me of the toppings you put on tacos. Like, there's like tomatoes, there's cucumbers, and it looks amazing. So
it does.
Yeah, might as well.
And it's quick as well. You're saying that this can be ready in about 11 minutes and only needs about 10 ingredients. Of course, you're gonna need your salmon, some pepper, salt, onions, vinegar as well, red wine vinegar they're recommending, tomatoes, a couple other things that are very easy to get in Guyana. So just check it out. Just check out Mediterranean Salmon on Food Network or food.com rather, and you'll get a good idea of what you need. You also got baklava salmon.
Now this is definitely one to try. Now all you need to do, well, not all you need to do, but the preparation is going to take some time. But for the cooking time, it's just like about 10 to 12 minutes. And I've had this before and it is melting in your mouth, right? It's basically cuts of salmon, seasoned well. And then you drop some, maybe some butter, some walnuts, some fresh parsley. You could add some breadcrumbs if you'd like to give it that nice texture. You just pop it in the oven for like 10 to 12 minutes and you're good to go. You're looking for a nice creamy kind of texture.
So one time I had salmon at the restaurant, right?
Something about review.
It was not good. It was not good at all. I didn't like it. It tasted fishy.
It tasted fishy.
And that made me uncomfortable. And it was a recommendation from one of my friends who was there. He said that it tasted good. So after I tried it and it was bad, I was like, oh, you do me salmon. Oh, you do me salmon.
There's one particular way of having a bad salmon experience, but there's one particular way of cooking salmon that I'm not a fan of, and that's pan seared, because I can't understand how you're cooking fish on a pan without any oil. Aren't you afraid of it sticking? And then you try flip it, because I've tried something like that before and it was a disaster.
Listen, anything tastes good regardless of how you're preparing it. Of course, some methods develop flavors a lot better, but as long as you season it well, you're good. Next up on the list, we got a different way of preparing your salmon. Now, we've heard about baking it, we've heard about pan frying it, but this one is new. It's air fryer miso glazed salmon with Brussels sprouts. It's a super tasty recipe and incredibly healthy. It's also easy to make too, with an added bonus of not having to worry about lighting a stove. You just plug in your air fryer and you're good to go. Now, what they're recommending is that you get some salmon steaks. So that's just basically the whole slab of salmon. You're going to take those, season it. You're going to need some honey, white miso, garlic, Brussels sprouts, of course, and kosher salt. And of course, you got these steps available online to check it out. But it's not a bad way to go at all. And the preparation time is just about 25 minutes.
You were talking about the pan sear. You were talking about pan searing just now, right? You know, you could still add a little bit of oil or butter if you'd like to the pan.
Interesting.
However, if you start cooking your salmon skin side down, it's going to release the oil.
Yeah.
And that would help in the cooking process without sticking to the pan.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why some things you don't cook with oil. Well, we cook everything with oil here again. We cook everything with oil. But when you look at chefs and how they prepare it, they take a lot more time and attention and care into preparation.
That's
so they know it's going to release fat. It's redundant to add fat and oil to something that's going to release it anyway.
It's like bacon. But we got the salmon with two fruit slaws. It reminds me of coleslaw. Yeah. But they're saying that it's creative and filling. And this salmon dish is an epic treat, especially when it comes to dinner time.
It's a no for me.
It sounds okay. And it says like it only takes about an hour and 20 minutes. And you have roughly about 14 ingredients.
Then they could keep it right.
Why is it no for you? Why is it a no for you?
It's just a no for me. I can't see myself
eating it.
Eating fruits with fish?
It's a fruit slaw.
Yeah, like you have fruits at the bottom.
Yeah,
and you have
it's fruits with fish. Yeah. That tastes good to me, especially
the flavors.
I can't. I honestly can't. It's like fruits. As a matter of fact, I do not like fruit slaw.
You don't?
No, I love coleslaw. I cannot handle fruit slaw, especially with watermelon. I want my watermelon just like that. So y'all keep this.
I love
and
it.
And the display they have here,
it's so delicious.
They have it with crackers. Man, look.
So great combination.
Speaking of crackers, the next one has some crackers as well. It's salmon fillet chowder. Chowder is not something I've ever had, but I know it's popular in parts of the United States, especially in those cities where there's a lot of seafood available. But chowder. Very quickly, one of the dishes that I want to try.
Really?
I'm going to take I'm going to take a trip soon and I'm going to try some chowder. So.
The only chowder I know of is the cartoon.
Yes, I know you were going to say that. We're going to wrap things up, heading to another break. Our final segment is coming up and it's Fact or Fiction.
Compromise, hold your focus, you've got to try. It's time you realize, princess, you're strong, princess, you're wise. Princess, please don't compromise. Open your eyes, you are the prize. You better realize. Many times we lose control of the madness around us, get caught up in the mess and lose our focus. But the joy of the Lord should always be our strength. It can take us through the matter, the length. 4 days late, but he was on time. Might not see him there, but there's always a sign. Be reminded he won't ask what you can be. Just listen to his voice if you know what you will hear. Princess, you're wise. Princess, please don't compromise. Hold your focus, you've got.
It's late, you're hungry. We're safe, convenient, and have the best food. Royal Castle Drive-Thru, Sheriff Street, and Diamond. Why wait in long lines? Come to Royal Castle. We're happy to serve you fast. Royal Castle, flavor down to the bone. Royal Castle time, 6 hours 55.
So what's going on? It's important that I tell you what's the goal. They wanna use and abuse. So keep your head on and don't be their muse.
Gonna claim they can show you the world.
But you've gotta keep your head buried in the word.
He might not move when you want him to.
But if God is there for me, then he's there for you. You're wise, princess, please don't compromise. Hold your focus, you've got to try. It's time you realize, princess, you're strong, princess, you're wise, princess.
Are you bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
Radio Guyana Inc. brings to you our local song segment.
This and every week from 11 hours started to 12 hours.
This is an incredible opportunity to increase your advertising presence in the local market for an affordable cost as thousands of listeners tune in for the latest happenings in the Guyana music industry.
Last night I've been out to this party.
For bookings and confirmations, please email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com. You can also give us a call on 223-720-231-0544 or 231-8064 for more information.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
That was Faith Kruger with Don't Compromise. Don't compromise, Ibiki. It's correct, fact or fiction.
Correct. Yes, it's that time again. And we've got a full list for you guys. So, there exists a species of mushrooms called the devil's tooth, which secretes a bright red liquid that resembles blood. Fact or fiction?
That's a fact. There's so many plants, animals, everything. So I'll say that's a fact.
It is a fact. So the devil's tooth mushroom does indeed produce a bright red liquid, often referred to as bleeding, which contains pigments and compounds thought to be involved in defense mechanism against predators, and it sometimes could be deadly. So stay away from those mushrooms.
Yes.
So female crabs are typically larger than male crabs of the same species. Fact or fiction?
It depends on the species.
They're different, but I don't know if they're larger.
Yeah, some species, I think the females are going to be larger, but it seems like you're generalizing. So I'm going to say it's fictional.
Okay, let me go it over again. Female crabs are typically larger than male crabs of the same species, not a different thing.
I'm going to say that's fictional. Some, yeah, some no.
I'll say that's fictional too.
It is fictional. So in many crab species, males tend to be larger than females, particularly in the same species, but where males compete for mates or territory.
However, I could look at a crab and know if it's a male or female.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is neat.
there's this part, I'm not sure if you ever take off the back from the crab before.
Don't like crab.
But there's this part at the bottom where the eggs would usually be for the female.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The male one is much more, well, the female one is much larger than the male. Because it has to facilitate the eggs.
The female get big buck.
Oh, Shavar, you always. So lastly, before we go, the invention of the candle extinguisher, a device used to snuff out candles, is credited to the ancient Greeks. Fact or fiction?
I know there is a candle extinguisher, but I don't know who invented it. Why I'll not? I'll say it's a fact. Why not?
It is fictional. So the invention of the
candle... Don't say Egyptians.
So the invention of the candle extinguisher is attributed to Joseph Morgan, an English inventor, who patented the device in 1828. The ancient Greece did not have a similar device. So
how do you know that? How do you know? No,
here's the thing
about, here's the thing about history, right? There's some easy solutions to certain things that they might look at a pin and say, oh, that's just a pin, but you don't know if this was used in a way to do something of a similar function. So, you know, I take me point.
It's 3 out of 3. All right, I got you.
Yeah, so thank you for joining us on Breakfast with RGI. This and the food talk got me hungry. I'm going to get something to eat. And I hope you already had your breakfast. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.